Parshas Hazinu. Amarti afehem ashbisa mienosh zichram. Okay, children, make sure you chazal the parsha well. By the way, one more thing I wanted to tell you. The Ramban says that the life story of every single one of you, the life story of every single Yid, is in Parshas Hazinu. Yes, Yaakov, you have a question?
Rabbi, but a person has a bchira, he has a free choice of doing either mitzvahs or aveiros. Didn't you tell us that before a person is born, everything is decreed, except for whether he's going to be a tzaddik or a rasha? So how could everyone's life story be in Parshas Hazinu? Isn't it up to the person what he's going to make of himself?
Excellent question. That question deserves a story. The Ramban had a Talmud. His name was Avner. And Avner was slipping. The Ramban spoke to him. Avner, you have the wrong friends. You're in the wrong company.
Rebbe, don't worry. It won't have a negative effect on me. I'm just curious.
There's no such a thing. Whatever a person sees has an effect on him. Whatever a person listens to has an effect on him. You mustn't go to those places.
Rabbi, don't worry about me.
I am worried about you. Chazal say that the Yetzer Hara works very quickly. Today he tells you to do this. Tomorrow he tells you to do that. And then he tells you to serve Avodah Zarah.
Rabbi, me? Avodah Zarah, please.
Please, indeed. I beg of you, Avner. Don't. But Avner wouldn't listen. He became closer and closer with his so-called friends. Avner was very talented, and they offered him all sorts of things. They brought him to the king.
Avner! So I hear you are a disciple, a student of Rabbeinu Moshe ben Nachman.
That's right.
Well, I'd like to make an offer. Leave your Yiddishkeit behind, and I'll promote you to becoming a big general. How would you like to sit on a royal throne? Have a bunch of servants ready for your every beck and call. With a snap of your fingers, you can have whatever you want. Avner, don't answer me now. Think about it for a while.
Well, Avner did not have the courage to say no right there and then, and he thought about it for a while. And the words of Chazal came to fruition. Avner became a Lech Avoid Avodah Zarah. The Ramban cried for him. But what could he do? One day, Avner was sitting indeed on that throne, and he decided he wanted to have some fun.
Guards! Go to the synagogue and fetch me the Jewish rabbi.
But, sir, today is Yom Kippur, their holy day.
I know what today is. Go!
Yes, sir.
When the soldiers came into the shul, and they told the Ramban he has to come with them, the Yidden pleaded with them.
Please, please, can't you at least wait for tonight? Please, we'll send a delegation, but not to the rabbi on this holy day. This is our holy day.
Sorry, we're under orders.
The Ramban told them not to worry, and he walked into Avner's office.
Well, Rabbi, thanks for stopping by. You don't think it's funny? I wanted to show you something.
Avner, I warned you this would happen.
That's true. You told me it really happened. Bring it in.
Avner snapped his finger, and a waiter walked in, lifted the cover off a plate, and there was a roasted rabbit. And Avner mixed a bunch of non-kosher things into it. This is Yom Kippur afternoon. And he ate it in a hurry. The fat dripping down. He wiped his mouth, and he turned to the Ramban, and he said to him,
So tell me, Rabbi, how many aveiros, how many chilvei krisos was I over now? How many times am I chayav karis?
The Ramban made a cheshbon. He said 4. Avner said,
No, 5!
And they had a whole pilpul. They argued in the sugya of Ein Isser Chalul Isser, whether a person's over multiple aveiros simultaneously. Isser Maisev, Isser Kailul. And at the end, the Ramban admitted that Avner was right.
Ha ha!
you see, I still remember my learning.
Yes. Those sugyos of Ein Isser Chalal Isser, Isser Meisif, Isser Koilal, you remember them well, Avner. Tell me, why don't you come back?
Why I don't come back? Let me tell you why I made a decision to do this.
Oh, yes? Tell me.
I'll tell you. It's because of something you said.
Really?
Yeah, you said that in Parshas Hazinu, you have the life story of everybody.
That's true. My Rebbeim taught me that.
Parshas Hazinu is from the smallest Parshas. How can it be? It doesn't make sense.
I want to tell you something, Avner. You're telling me you went off the derech because you had a kasha? You didn't go off the derech because you had a kasha. People go off the derech because they need a teretz. You needed an excuse. This was your excuse. If my Rebbeim told me everyone's life story is in Parshas Hazinu, so I stand by my words and I'm not frightened of you. Every person's life story is in Parshas Hazinu.
Well, if that's the case, tell me where my life story is.
My father told me the story this way, Kindelach. And you can look it up. It's brought down in the Sefer Kaveh Yashar. The Ramban walked over to a corner and he was mispalel. He prayed that it should be revealed to him. And he turned to Avner and said to him, there's a pasuk, Kapitel Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chavav. Amarti Afeya Mashbisa Me'enesh Zichram. They'll be relegated, destroyed. No one will remember what happened to them. I want to tell you something, Avner. You think you're an ex-Jew. There's no such a thing. Once a Yid, always a Yid. And your so-called friends right now are burning with jealousy that you have such a high position. And they are plotting a way to get rid of you. And their plan is to have you go on a boat and they're going to toss you overboard. And no one's going to ever know what happened to you. That's the pasuk, Ashbisa me'enash zichram.
Oh, really?
Avner was angry. His face flaming red, he pulled out his sword. He said,
well, prove to me that's me.
That's simple. Amarti afayim. The third letter in the word afayim is an aleph. The third letter in the word Ashbisa is a beis. The third letter in the word me'enash is a nun. And the third letter in the word zichram is a resh, Avner. Avner dropped the sword. He fell to the floor. He began to cry like a small baby.
Rebbe, save me! Save me! Help me do tshuva, please! I'm so scared! I'm frightened! Help me do tshuva!
The Ramban told him what to do. And eventually he got onto a ship and he sailed off. And no one ever knew what happened to him. Indeed, the fulfillment of the pasuk Ashbisa Me'enesh Zichram. The Kaveh Yashar writes that the Ramban later said he was mispalel for his neshama a long time until he had a tikkun, until his tshuva was accepted in Shemayim. So you see, it's the pasuk. This was the pasuk of Avner's life. The pasuk could have been fulfilled by him being destroyed by his friends. He would have never done tshuva. He merited, he was zeichet that the pasuk was fulfilled through tshuva. And the same is true with each and every one of us. The pasuk is there that describes our life story. But what we do with our lives, whether we're a rasha or a tzaddik, whether we stand up to the tests and challenges that face us, my dear friends, my dear talmidim, that is up to us.